Welcome to the Painesville Assembly of God podcast. We're always encouraged to know God is working through this ministry to touch lives. So if you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know by sending us an email at info@painesvilleag.com. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I was moved when we had the sectional meeting, I don't know if it's still called that, and heard the good report. I think was over 30 people saved and baptized in water last year. And the abundance of love for mission in this church. Oh, praise God. The blessings of the Lord makes rich, says the wise man, and he adds no sorrow. I am thankful that God is interested in our welfare, in our well-being. Let me get back to the point. If you would like God to use you in a new way, in an abundant way, I'd like you to stand to your feet so I can offer a prayer for you in Jesus' name. And be serious if that's your desire. Okay? I don't think I have done this in 40 years of ministry to start off this way. But God surprises me. Oh, hallelujah. Hold hands with the person beside you. Will you do that? And I would like you to close your eyes and bow your heads. And I will ask you to repeat a prayer after me and say it from your heart. And you're going to leave this service today a different man and a different woman. And God will answer the cries of your heart. Okay? Say this prayer after me, please. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, you gave us a great commission to go into all the world and declare the gospel. Ohio is my Jerusalem, and this church is the living organism in Christ Jesus that operates through the Holy Spirit and godly leadership to lead us all and to be used of God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit touch me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And what my gifts are, may I be used effectively in Jesus' name. Amen. Now lift a hand and just thank Him quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Pastor Kerry, in the book of Revelation, there were announcements, moments of silence. And you made an hour of announcements in 5 minutes. I don't know how you did it, but didn't she do a good job? And the singers, oh, praise the Lord. I want to redeem the time because in America, the Lord may come 12:30 and you want to be home. Hallelujah. Praise God. My name is Mark Senorine. I'm no stranger to this part of the world. I have lived approximately 29 years from time to time. I travel as a full-time evangelist, been an interim pastor of Word of Grace in Chesterland. And I'm involved in teaching and counseling at this time. Also with my organization called Harvest Time Ministries. I made a commitment to God that I would serve Him full time in the ministry. I got saved in 1958. And I've advanced to 75 years. And I'm still walking. I still have my teeth. Still have my hair, and I don't know most of your names, so I won't pick on you. I haven't lost much hair. Hallelujah. Every 2 years, I got to spend money to have my hair cut. It grows like weed. Hallelujah. Well, We are going to look into the Word of God this morning, and if you have those verses, you can put it on the screen. Okay? My text is taken from John, the Gospel of John. Don't look at Genesis, okay? Go in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Chapter 16, verse 13. And I don't know how many times I have read and prayed this verse in my life, in the last couple of years of my life. It says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, when he, the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you. He would lead you into all truth. Hallelujah. When he, the paraclete, the comforter, the intercessor, the standby, the counselor, I like to say he's my Perry Mason. I think he's dead, right? But the Holy Spirit is alive. Hallelujah. When he comes. Now, this was written in future tense at almost the close of the Old Covenant. And we can translate the verse and say, the Holy Spirit is here now. The Holy Spirit is here now. And he will guide us into all truth. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for divine guidance. Lord, baptize my brain and my thinking and my heart. The people are not going to hear my voice, but they're going to hear the voice of God. And that we would leave empowered by the Spirit to the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to do something right now before I preach, because I don't want to forget it. We were pastoring at Geneva Assembly. We were there for 10 years and made many, many friends. And Reuben Thomas and his wife and his son and his daughter-in-law is here. I believe we had the privilege of marrying them and some other members of the family. We wept together, we prayed together, we ate together, we gained weight together and tried to lose it. One Sunday morning, I will do this after preaching. I would ask you if you have a need to come and form two straight lines across here, and the elders will anoint you, and then we'll hold hands, and we all would pray for miracles. Okay? While I was doing that, Reuben, would you please stand and just wave at the people? Will you turn around? And hallelujah. Amen. And Ruth, would you stand? You know, Ruth told me, and Reuben, put your hands on your ears, okay? When you were asleep, she would lay her hands on you and pray in tongues to be saved. And I remember the transition. And one day, I was told that Reuben gave his heart to the Lord. He had a greater smile. But when we were praying, I didn't know, but God knew he had skin cancer. And a heat went through his body that Sunday morning. And when he went home and took his shirt off, the flesh was all natural again. And God healed him in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a better clap offering. You may be seated. I was ministering in Ashland, Ohio, college town. And a lady about 55 years old came at the church where I was preaching. And I did the same thing as God told me. And then the Lord said to me after leading in prayer corporately, he said, go and lay hands on people. And I began laying hands. And when I came to this lady, I felt a divine unction. And when I touched her, she went down like lead in the spirit. We had to wait for a couple of minutes for her to get back up. The next Sunday, she came to church. The frown was gone. The sadness in her face disappeared that Sunday morning. And she said she had open heart surgery to cure a deadly problem. The operation didn't do it. The medication were getting her from bad to worse. But that Sunday morning, God healed her and gave her a new heart. Hallelujah. I can take the next hour and tell you of testimonies of God's grace and God's power. But the Spirit of God is here this morning to meet you at the point of your needs. Hallelujah. Exercise faith in the Scriptures as it comes from my heart to you in Jesus' name. And maybe before you are prayed for, God might remove cancer cells, heal your diabetes, heal your depression, heal your backsliding, rebuke your complacency. Well, that's for five people, not outside, not here. Hallelujah. It will happen. I want to talk to you this morning about being led or guided by the Holy Spirit. I want to consider with you this morning 5 points or 5 areas of truth that pertains to the text. Jesus said, when he comes. I love the personal pronouns in Scripture. When he comes, he will guide you. He will lead you into all truth. This morning, as I was reading it in Scripture, I read chapter 14, 15, and 16 in the NIV. And 3 times, the word truth is mentioned as the Holy Spirit being the giver. And the source of the truth is mentioned in John 14, 6, where Jesus said, and say together with me, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Praise God. I am what? The way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I want to tell you, I am very narrow-minded. Meaning, there are not multiple ways to God the Father. God is not pantheism. God is not pantheistic. God is God. He is, Jesus said, that he is the only way to God. There are several ways to get to the airport from here, but there is only one way to get to the Father from here, and that is kneeling at the cross and the blood being applied to your heart and the Holy Spirit taking your request to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Ever since I learned about the Holy Spirit, and that was the first year of my conversion in 1958, I was an idol worshiper. And I remember my pastor saying, and about 3 months old, I feel the presence of God here. I didn't see any pictures. I didn't see any crosses. And I wondered what in the world Dr. Brian was speaking about. If you have been born again, if you have welcomed the Holy Spirit as your guide, if you truly know the Lord Jesus Christ, you could have never known Christ without the Holy Spirit convicting you and applying the blood in conversion and dwelling inside of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I love to be in a church, whether the sign is Baptist, Nazarene, Holiness, Confused Church, Assemblies of God. I love to be in a place where I not only know God, but He can manifest Himself through the recesses of my soul and bring godly tears to my eyes as I lift my hands and as we lift our hands to God the Father and God the Son through the power of the Holy Spirit. Could you say amen? Amen. I believe I want to give you the five points that I felt that's needed for this congregation this morning. So listen carefully in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Point number one. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth through Holy Scriptures. Say that together with me. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth by the Holy Scriptures. I want to repeat that. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth, not partial truth, but the full truth through the Holy Scriptures. When the canon of Scriptures were put together, the selectors chose 66 books. And if you have 1 year to read the history of that, please do it. And you will go away with the conviction that only God could have taken in 1,500 years. I forget how many men he used and prophets. And give to us a book. This could be called the Book of God. The Word of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit always quickens to our minds the truth. And you would always find a basis of soundness in thus saith the Lord through the Scriptures. The Bible says that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Literally, God breathed. The pneuma. And is profitable or useful for instructions and corrections and doctrines. Now, we might not always agree on the meaning of a Scripture. But the fact of the Word still remains, oh hallelujah, until we receive further enlightenment as to the truth as to what the Word of God is saying. Could you say praise the Lord? There were a couple of times in my life when I was so nullified, physically and spiritually and mentally. Now, that never happens to people who live in Painesville, but it happens to people who live in Madison. And I remember taking the Word of God. And if I could have eaten the New Testament, I would have done that, Al, but I didn't. And I placed the Word of God on my chest. And I said, Lord, I remember the Sunday night I was born again. I remember the servant of God who showed me the way. I remember that you said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not. Lord, I believe this is your word, and I will cling to you until the storm passes by. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some time ago, the doctor told my daughter that they found a trace of cancer. And I was kind of devastated. You might be too, in the natural. And I remember when she called me and she said to me, Dad, I won't be able to sing any longer. And I said to her, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Sweetheart, we are going to lean on, by his stripes we are and we're healed, oh hallelujah. And God used science and the prayer of faith, hallelujah. And she is still singing and still playing the piano, hallelujah. Because I believe with all of my heart. The Holy Spirit guides through the word. Peter says, holy men of God spoke. Holy men of God spoke. As they were moved, or in other translations, carried along by the Holy Spirit. People often complain and say, well, men wrote the Bible, but the distinction is holy men of God, trusted prophets, trusted Holy Spirit apostles. Jesus said in John, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear to understand it, but the time will come. And the New Testament was in the mind of God when he said that. And oh, praise God, every one of us in this building can read a Bible and pray and ask God to open our eyes and understand that the Holy Spirit leads by Holy Scripture. Say praise the Lord. The second thing I want to emphasize, and I don't know if I have time to spend much time on this, but we must be guided by implicit faith in the living Christ, not dependent upon feelings. We must be guided through God's word, not by feelings. If feelings involve, and it is because you're alive, it has to be sanctified, sound feelings. But implicit faith in the Christ of this book. The Bible says, now faith is the substance or the title deed of things not seen, the evidence of things not hoped for. Hoping is not vanity. Hoping is not a kind of a, I think so. Hope in the Bible is earnest expectation, hallelujah. And there are times we do not know how the Lord may apply the word of God in our lives, but get this, he'll do it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Implicit faith in the living Christ. Feelings change like the weather people in Cleveland. But faith in God remains constant. Feelings change like the weather. But faith in God establishes a sure foundation upon which to build your faith. Years ago, we had a lot of discussion about faith. And I'm convinced in the years that I have lived that sometimes people have faith in faith, not faith in God. And faith in faith is humanistic if it's not faith in the living God who gave his son and the Holy Spirit inspires it. Could you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The just shall live by pizzas. The just shall live by a cataract. The just shall live on walking on red carpet in church. Thank God for the red carpet. The just shall live by faith. And the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. An old English writer said, I read this past week, J. Sidlow Baxter said, Pastor, he said, that many of us Pentecostal weep and cry and beg for God to fill us and heal us and so forth. But what's missing in our crying and asking is this, that one word that Paul used in Romans chapter 6, yield. Say it, yield. Y-E-I-L-D. Did I spell it right? Or would have been my first spelling mistake unless you read my notes. Yield. I am convinced that many people go without divine unction in tongues and in righteousness and in holiness because they want the blessing, but they are not willing to yield the will. Wow. I'll go anywhere you want me to go, Lord, but don't send me to Painesville. I'll marry anybody I want to marry, but not Jane, because you want me to marry her. Maybe her name is not Jane, so forget it. Wow. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Come and say praise the Lord. Yield to the Holy Spirit. You drive a car, and every time you get off, you know, 528 to 90, there's a big sign that says, yield. They stole the word from the book of Romans. Yield, yield. All to Jesus I surrender. All to the Spirit I surrender. Praise God. It's easier said than done. Now, I want to go to an important verse of scripture. It's found in Romans 8, 14 through 16. Romans chapter 8, 14 through 16. So turn in your genuine leather iPhones and your iPads. I need Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to use my iPhone as in my pocket. All right. Could you see the verse? I cannot see it well over there. Let's say it together. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship, of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now let's fillet the verse. The first verse. For as many as are being led. I can spell Greek, but when it goes into the deep grammatical construction of the sentences and stuff, I get lost. And so when I don't understand it, I ask somebody else, that's my wife, to explain it to me. What she says goes to the gospel, so praise the Lord. Well, I was teasing you with that, but you know, in the Greek, are being led, it's constant. In English, meaning the Holy Spirit doesn't need a vacation at the Holiday Inn and suffers from high blood pressure in the way we treat him. The Holy Spirit of God is not in me and with me on Sunday morning because I'm in church. And on Monday, because I went to work, and on Wednesday I come back to church, he comes with me, and then on Saturday I kneel and pray, he's with me, and then he kind of goes to somebody else. The Holy Spirit abides with believers, the Bible says, forever. Constantly abiding. My mom used to tell me in Hinduism, there are unguarded moments in life. Until I jumped or got into John chapter 14, 15, and 16. The Holy Spirit of God is with me always. He is omnipresent. He's omniscient. O-M-N-I. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God we can lift our hands in life and in death and experience the forever abiding presence of God, the Holy Spirit. Praise God. He's not a spare tire. He's not the co-pilot. The Holy Spirit of God must be given the preeminence and the prominent place in our lives in decision making. And let me add to that, the Holy Spirit guides corporately pastors and board members in churches to cast vision. Could you say praise the Lord? There were times when I was angry with my pastor, and boy, did I get angry. And days went by in that anger, and I couldn't sense God's presence. I couldn't sense God's presence. And when I repented, and I said, Lord, let your will be done. They are the leaders, and I will trust God in guiding them and the congregation. And let me tell you, we are human beings. We are not infallible. We are not. There's only one Pope, and that's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He is the executive member of the Godhead. But I can tell you this, the evidence of this church from decade to decade has convinced me, even not being here but known about it, that godly men and godly women who have the welfare of the corporate body are being guided by the Holy Spirit of God. When people tell me I'm wrong, my pride won't go to work. And the Holy Spirit is saying, the grace of God have to go to work. Hello? Oh, I'm so thankful for that. Now, verse 15 speaks about the gift of eternal life in the divine nature. It says that God did not give us a spirit of slavery. That's the Greek word there. Of slavery, but a spirit of adoption, sonships, that we are the children of the Most High God. And in verse 16 it says, the Spirit himself bears witness or testifies with our spirit or with my spirit in the singular that I am saved forever. In psychology and psychiatry, we study about consciousness, sound consciousness, healthy consciousness, guilt consciousness, condemnation consciousness, and what the blood of Jesus does through the operation of the Holy Spirit. He removes the condemnation and confession and places in my heart and in your hearts a divine consciousness of righteousness, whereby you are not guessing, you are not thinking about falling off grace. You are thinking of continuing on in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and say praise the Lord. I sleep great at night. Sometimes I snore so much my wife have to go in the guest bedroom. And then I can hear her sound from the other bedroom to my bedroom. I sleep well at nights. Joe, I didn't get any pie, but I sleep well at nights. Hallelujah. Because I'm not walking in condemnation. I'm not guessing about what I'm trying to preach. I'm not guessing about my life. I have eternal satisfaction in my soul. And Jesus said, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. I'm a life-giving Christian because the Spirit of God gives life through His Word in me and with me and through Painesville Assembly of God. Say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, my wife heard this illustration last Sunday, so she's going to plug her ears. All right? I really feel I need to tell it this morning. When I was 17 years old, 2 years old in the Lord, I was working at an auto dealership, and my job was to inspect a big semi-truck that had taken all 8 to 10 wheels off and had it on jacks. And we had to get that truck ready for Texaco oil fields. And we only had that day to do it. Otherwise, they would suspend the contract. And my job was to lay on a creeper with four wheels and check underneath the front and the chassis because they had changed the color to silver to make sure every spot was painted. I started in the back, and then I came to the front, and I got back on that creeper, and I pushed myself right under the front axle, was laying on my chest, so I can move my head and look up. And just like that, the moment I got there, the Holy Spirit said, and this is how He said it, "Get out!" And I had never heard the voice that loud before. And I obeyed. I pushed myself out. And I was laying my back against a thick concrete wall. There were two men inside the truck. One guy accidentally touched the starter. The gears for the hoist was in. The hoist went through the roof. The front of the truck came down. And my chest would have been like hamburger meat. Hallelujah. 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 I was planning a church in a very rough area back home. I think I must have been 19 years old. I didn't have a car, so I had to walk about a quarter of a mile without street lights, and then wait for a taxi to bring me home. Every Friday night, I would go. Service would start at 7 and finish about 8:30. And there were guys throwing stones at the building and trying to disturb the service. For 1 year. And then they got very aggressive. They came into the building and stopped the service. And so the law enforcement couldn't help. So I used the authority of Christ in praying judgment upon the ungodly. Those can't say the word prayers that David prayed. And the ringleader, that Sunday night after church, he went home and went to work. He was working on a semi-truck and he fell off and he broke his leg and he almost died. And he was in the hospital. And I happened to go there to minister to people. The first ward I went into, there were about 15 people. And about the sixth person that I came to was this young man by his bedside. And he looked kind of sad, so I shared with him the grace of God and told him that God can forgive him. He did accept the Lord. And then he said, "Could I tell you something? For 52 weeks, every Friday, my friend and I were hiding between two shrubberies. And we had those big pen knives. You just press a button and open. And we wanted to stab you because we thought you were not there for church. And we wanted to kill you. Every time before I came to this area, a cloud like God sent to Israeli would come and block them and they would be blinded." Hallelujah. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so thankful. I am so thankful. I don't sometimes appreciate it enough, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I do. But I feel kind of imperfect in the sense that I don't always remind myself. God is with us. God, the Holy Spirit, is for us. And God is in us. Oh, hallelujah. And if God be for us, who can be against us? There were some people in Geneva. They used to call me a sorcerer. Assemblies of God. A sorcerer. You know why? Because God moves in my life very heavy in discernment. Sometimes I would see danger coming a month ahead of time, etc. And they tried and they tried, and it affected our church. And one Sunday night I got mad. And I said, "Devil, in the name of Jesus, I bind your evil power, oh praise the Lord, and put this thing to an end." And the next Sunday, things began changing. And the people started coming every Sunday and getting saved again. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let me just say that we have enemies in Painesville. We have enemies wherever we live. But child of God, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. Child of God, O Painesville Assembly of God, O Saint of God, forever desire the absolute guidance of the Holy Spirit. When you live your life 7 days a week, 24 hours per day, 365 days in the year, and he will not disappoint you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are encouraged and strengthened by God's word. For more information about Painesville Assembly of God, please visit PainesvilleAG.com.